Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's awesome to get game reps. And I know he saw, eight targets, or nine targets, eight catches, whatever it was. And did a good job of getting open and catching the ball and making some plays. And I threw him one ball at 2 yards, and he made a few guys miss and got to 8 or 9. So he's a guy that we want the ball in his hands. He's very explosive, and on top of that, he works his tail off in practice. And the communication's there. The want, the drive to be great is there. And I expect that chemistry to continue to grow, especially as we keep moving forward with these games as we move along in the season.
I saw a what I thought was a pretty cool and interesting interaction between you, Stefan, and Dabes during practice a couple times today, almost talking through whatever. I don't know specifically, but how often do you have those moments, the two or three of you, of talking through things, and how much does that help fast track things between the three of you?
I think we have those talks very often, and Steph's not the only guy that we have those talks with. It's John, it's Cole, it's Gabe, it's really all the pass catchers, and it just allows us to get on the same page before we go out there and run it, so we know what we're thinking. I know he's thinking, he knows what I'm thinking. When he comes out of that break, he expects the ball to be somewhere, and I expect him to be somewhere. So we're just trying to get on the same page, talking about it before we do it. Once we do it, and we start having that feel, and it starts to become second nature. And Steph's really only been in this offense for a couple months now, so the ins and outs of some of these routes and the combinations that we have, the nuances take time to develop, and we're just trying to fast track that process and get on the same page there.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh, Mike Catalano in Rochester. I think from the outside, there's a tendency for fans and media to overreact to things from game one, whether it's good or bad. Is there something you guys have to guard against in terms of seeing what later in the year would be tendencies and saying it's only 1 week? That doesn't mean whether it's their defense or something else you see is going to happen week after week.
Yeah. And I think especially the first week in the league, that Monday's overreaction Monday. Every team that won is going to the Super Bowl, and every team that lost is, the worst team in the league. So, we understand that as players, and the organization here does a really good job. Our coaching staff does a really good job of, just preaching the next game is the most important. We don't really care what happened this past week. We watched the film, we learned from it, but we've moved on, and we're on to the Miami Dolphins. And, that's as simple as we're trying to make it. And I think that's as simple as it needs to be.
And to that point, you're going to play the Dolphins. Everybody knows they're going to have fans there. And I know you guys adjusted to no fans, even though you wanted them in Buffalo. The visiting fans, you guys were 6-2 on the road last year. Does that bring energy? Is that is that something you're kind of looking forward to, fans in the stands, even though they're Miami fans?
The couple of times I've played in Miami, the Bills have had a really good show out in the stands. And I don't know if I expect any differently this week, knowing that, it's limited ticket sales, and I'm not sure how many people they're letting in, but I'm sure there's going to be a good amount of Bills fans too. So I'm sure with it being limited, that the fans won't be too loud. And I think we are going to be able to still kind of go on our own cadence, but if we've got to go silent and we got to switch it up, that's what we'll do. We'll adjust in game. But it's going to be exciting to, be back in front of people and having that experience of the energy and excitement in the building.
Thanks.
Hey, Josh, Dan Fates in Rochester as well. You had a lot of success off play action on Sunday. I know you played other sports. When you get in that rhythm of play action, is it kind of like, a three-point shooter getting hot from behind the arc or a hitter in baseball just going up to the plate feeling confident? Was there something about going play action that you felt really good about?
I don't know. It's good familiarity, getting back, and I think it helps my weight, just making sure that I'm set. It helps my mechanics, I guess, I'm not really sure the numbers of it. And it's not something that I think intentionally tried to do, but it was working and we kept rolling with it. And, we got guys that can go out there and get open. And when we go play action, I think like any team, it starts to help suck up the defense and give us some bigger windows. So that's really the thinking, the thought process behind play action, I think, for everybody though.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh. Josh Reed here. The Dolphins had an overhaul of their defense this past offseason, including Shaq Lawson being added to it. What have you seen on film when you watch the Dolphins D?
Well, yeah, we got our old buddy Shaq down there, and that'd be fun to play against him. He was a really good guy in the locker room last year, and we hated to see him go. But it's a team that added a lot this offseason, especially in the secondary. So we got to make sure we're good with decision making. They got some guys that can go make some plays, a couple ball hawks out there. So got to be right in our decision making. We got to establish the run early. And I know that stats show 1-32 for them. And I don't think that really tells the whole story. I think they're a really good defense. And we got to be on top of our game and go out there and execute. And I think New England did a good job of staying on track against them. And, we can't go out there and shoot ourselves in our foot. So we got to stay on track. Go out there and execute. I don't expect it to, be an easy game. It's going to be a dogfight, from start to finish. And it's a team that's young and they're hungry and they want to win. So, we're going in expecting, every bit of them and going to get their best shot.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
Hey, Josh. Matt Fairburn here. You kind of building off that, you talking about play action there, you guys also kind of spread the ball out a bit and got the quick passing game working. What can you say about the job that Brian Daboll does kind of mixing things up week to week, but also, it seems like you guys have a good rapport in terms of stuff that you like to do. He finds ways to work it in. Matchups you guys find, he finds ways to work it in. He seems pretty flexible in that regard.
Yeah, and that's one thing I love about Daboll. He's always willing to try something new and incorporate things that other teams do well against a certain defense. And it's not like we're this team that just runs the same plays over and over. We try to pick up tendencies of what the defense can be hurt on and try to attack him. And he's been really good with that. And he's very creative in the way that he does it. He's been and he called a great game this past game. And I don't expect anything different, but at the same time, it's not about the X's and O's as much as it is the Jimmy and Joe's. So we got to have our guys go out there and execute. And whatever play he calls, we got to go try to make him right.
What's your relationship like with Ryan Fitzpatrick?
It's pretty good. We've hung out on a couple different occasions and got to hang out with him in Augusta at the Masters a couple years. He's a great dude. He's fun to be around. You hear about all the stories about him in Buffalo and how much joy he had playing the game and how much joy he still has playing the game. It's not like we text each other every night, but we do have a good relationship. And it's a guy that I respect a lot of, I want nothing more than him to succeed, except when he plays the Bills. So, but he's he's been in the league for a long time, and you just never know when he can go off. So we got to be on our P's and Q's on offense and make sure we keep him off the field as much as possible.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh, Sal Mayorana in Rochester. I just wanted to ask you about the running game last week. Your contribution aside, which was very good, Devin and Zach, it looked like they had trouble finding space. What has to change this week to get the conventional running game going?
I could have been better on a couple of those zone reads and allowing us to get up in the second level a little quicker. And we just got to go out and execute, our line. They did a good job of protecting last week, and they know that they can do better in the run game. Our backs can do better in the run game. I can do better in the run game. So I'm not going to say it's a point of emphasis this week, but we definitely want to be better. And I'm going to get Zach and Motor the ball and allow them to start making some plays with their feet. Which is something, I expect them to do, and It's not some crazy fix. We just got to go out there. We got to want it more than they do. And, you know, I think that we do right now. And I think that it's something that's on our minds, and we want to go out there and improve on what we did this past Sunday.
And if I could ask, what you watched the New England game last week, obviously Cam Newton running quarterback. What did you learn about how they defensed him that maybe you guys can utilize this week?
New England's a little different than what we do on offense, and in the run game, how they got to it, and who they were blocking, who they were leaving unblocked, and I think that's going to be something they expect, and it might be something that we do. But at the same time, you know, they did a good job of just executing what their play was, and we got to go out there and do the same thing.
Okay. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Josh.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.